18 after 4, downtown closing in on your weekend. Here at Seasons Main Street Bangor, our Quality Jewelers broadcast studios. Rich Kimball, Brian Stackpole. Let's talk some hockey. Joined right now on the G&M Family Market telephone line by Mike Halford of NBC Sports Pro Hockey Talk. Mike, good Friday afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Well, we're doing pretty well, trying to figure out, and maybe it takes an outside perspective to help us, what is going on with this Boston Bruins team. I know injuries and suspensions, but it's hard to get a read on whether this team can be anything this year.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, we were actually at the Winter Classic at Gillette, and you know, obviously didn't go especially well for the Boston Bruins in any way, shape, or form. The lead-up to this game was a real downer because Brad Marchand's suspension was really sort of overshadowed a lot. And then when you look at the game on a whole, you know, you go into it, if you're Boston, no David Krejci, who at the time of his injury was the leading scorer on the team, and no Marchand, who was the leading goal scorer on the team, and not surprisingly, they can only muster one goal of offense against the Habs and then come out the next game against the Caps and only manage to score two goals. So I think it's a pretty basic nuts and bolts equation where it's like you lose your two top scorers on a team that's relied on offense so much this year, you're going to struggle. And I think for the Bruins right now, it's about getting back healthy because they're not a deep team. When they were playing well, they had all their troops available to them, and they actually built up a pretty nice record. You got to remember, on December 20th, they were 19-9-4. That's a pretty good record in the Eastern Conference considering how much lower expectations things were for the Bruins this year. So really, it's about get McQuaid back healthy, get Krejci back healthy. Marchand's back now, so he's off his suspension. And really try and regain some of that offensive touch that's been lost over the last little while.
Well, they did play a competitive game last time out against the Capitals, losing 3-2. And, boy, that Capitals team playing awfully well. Are they the best team in the East?
They are. I think they're the best team in the NHL right now. We talk about that quote-unquote sweet spot for teams when challenging for the Stanley Cup, and that's when everything kind of seems to fall into place at the right time. Like, you know, your young guys have figured it out, and your veteran guys haven't fallen off, and your goaltending seems to be peaking at the right moment, which it is for the Capitals with Braden Holtby. I mean, it's a very well-rounded team. And, you know, the big X factor for them ever since Barry Trotz came aboard was they've got a certain toughness and an edge and a hardness to them that they didn't have before. Do they cross the line on occasion? Yeah, they do. They are a very physical team. And in this last week alone, obviously Zach Sill gets the two-game suspension for boarding McQuaid in the game that we were just talking about against the Bruins. And now Marcus Johansson's got a disciplinary hearing as well for his big hit the other night on Thomas Hickey. So you're looking at a Capitals team that, you know, they're not going to be afraid of anyone come playoff time. They've got the big tough guys like Wilson and Latta, and they've got a guy like Orpik if he can get back in the lineup that provides some physicality. So that's what I really like about them and why I think they're the best team in the NHL is they've got the skill, they've got the offense, they've got the structure, and they've got that edge that you need to win in the playoffs.
Out west, some of the usual suspects right up there, the Kings playing well, the Blackhawks, St. Louis. The Stars a bit of a surprise to me, at least the way they're going.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this a lot of people expected them to be better than last year because I think last year was, I wouldn't necessarily call it a setback for the franchise, but I think it was a disappointment because they had made the playoffs 2 years prior. So what the big thing with them right now is they went out and added veteran pieces that have been there before. So Antti Niemi, the goalie, he's won a Stanley Cup. Johnny Oduya on defense, he's won a couple cups with Chicago. Patrick Sharp up front won a couple cups with Chicago. So it's made them a little bit more of a team that knows how to win and maybe necessarily get some victories in places where they wouldn't have previously. Now, having said that, the knock on Dallas is always going to be the same thing. They play pond hockey. They are too loose. They don't have enough structure. They give up a lot of goals, and they're happy to spot you a 3-1 lead if they can know they can come back and win it 6-5, possibly in overtime or in a shootout. So that's maybe why they are a step away from being a legit Stanley Cup contender right now. But having said that, you look at their record, you look what they've done in a central division that is probably the toughest in hockey. They can't be disregarded as a Cup contender. They're right there, but I think they need to add some more things defensively before they're in the conversation with teams that have been there before, like the Chicago's and the LA's, or some of these teams out east that are really looking strong, specifically Washington.
We're talking with Mike Halford of NBC Sports Pro Hockey Talk. You look at the talent with Pittsburgh. They've gone through a coaching change. change. Still struggling. 40 points, 40 games played, 19-6-5, 43 points so far. Are they, given the talent, the most disappointing team in the league this year?
I think there's a few teams in that conversation. I think the Tampa Bay Lightning are one. I think the Anaheim Ducks are another. But, you know, Pittsburgh's an interesting case because on paper, they look like a disappointing team. But really, since they've made that coaching change to Mike Sullivan, they've been better. And specifically, they've been better offensively, which was the real knock on this team, was that for the Malkins and the Crosbys and the Kessels, they weren't scoring a lot of goals at the beginning of the year. And now they are. I mean, you look at their record over the last little bit, and they've got 4 wins in their last 8. Maybe not great, no, but points in 6 of their last 8. And that's what they're going for right now. I mean, the Pittsburgh Penguins season is about getting in the playoffs, because at this stage of the game, you have to figure they're going to be fighting for a wild card spot, maybe that third spot in the Atlantic. So when you look at how much they've improved offensively, obviously these last 2 games they had against Chicago were tough ones. I thought they played the Hawks reasonably well. You know, losing 3-2 in overtime to Chicago and then losing 3-1 at the United Center when the game was 1-1 for a large stretch, that's a pretty decent result. So they're a disappointment, but I don't think they're the biggest disappointment, and I do expect to see them in the playoffs when all is said and done.
Mike, you said you were at the Winter Classic. Obviously a disappointing game for Bruins fans, but this continues to be popular with fans even who don't have a rooting interest in the game. This is going to be something that we see for the foreseeable future, right?
Yeah, it's not going anywhere. I mean, it's too big of a cash cow, and there's no way the NHL will get rid of it. I mean, the big thing is it's becoming a lot more difficult to differentiate between Stadium Series games and the Winter Classic, because ideally you want the Winter Classic to be a national marquee event. And especially in these last 2 years, I think what you've seen is it's really kind of become a more regional domestic event. I mean, the one in Washington 2 years ago, great game, lots of fun to be at, but that was a Washington-centric event. You know, the game was just, let's throw the Blackhawks in here because they'll be a good opponent and it'll give the Caps fans something. This year, I love the fact that it was at Gillette. I love that it was that original six rivalry, but how many people were really tuned in to watch a game at Gillette if they didn't have a rooting interest in it? It's not a ton of people because Gillette's not necessarily one of these, you know, historic old buildings. It doesn't have a ton of history to it. It's a football stadium, and it looked cool. And to be honest, what got overshadowed, I think, was that the conditions and the style of play on the ice was probably the best we've seen at a Winter Classic. I mean, some of the goals that were scored were really high-quality goals. You know, I mean, Brendan Gallagher getting back into the mix and doing what he did and showing off the skill display was really impressive. But that kind of got overshadowed by the usual stuff, which is you get 65,000 people out, you get the atmosphere, and you get all that. And for Boston, I mean, it's a huge event. And for Montreal, who travels really well, it's a huge event. But in the future, I think the NHL is going to look to more extravagant, big, go to more historic buildings on New Year's Day to really get that sort of national, iconic moment back into the Winter Classic.
Mike, we've still got a ways to go before we get to the trade deadline, but who are a couple of guys who may be targeted when that rolls around?
Well, I think a big one right now is probably Eric Staal out of Carolina. You've seen some other pieces move around now that were kind of more hockey-related trades, and you're kind of looking down the list, and it's who's not going to get it, who's going to be an unrestricted free agent going to it. Now, I want to say Steve Stamkos is the biggest one, but I still can't wrap my head around the fact that Steve Stamkos may be traded at the deadline, especially if the Lightning are going to the playoffs. I just feel like there's still a lot more to be done there. But you know, you look around, and if you want a big veteran center that's going to help you in a playoff push, Eric Staal's one. Dustin Byfuglien out of Winnipeg could be another one too. He's an unrestricted free agent at year's end. You know, normally I would have said a guy like Shane Doan, who's been with the Arizona Coyotes for years and years and years and is their most vested veteran player, but the Coyotes are kind of making a playoff push unexpectedly here, so maybe he's not a guy that gets moved. The only guy that is a pending unrestricted free agent that I don't see getting moved and being in this conversation in no way whatsoever is Anze Kopitar from the Los Angeles Kings. I think he's staying put. I think that deal will get done, and at which time you're going to see the Kings probably make a push to add another guy and not have to worry about Kopitar. But for me, I'm really keeping interest on Eric Staal. I think he could make the difference for a team that's looking to contend for a cup.
Mike Halford, NBC Sports Pro Hockey Talk. Mike, love talking with you. As always, thanks for visiting with us this afternoon, and we'll catch up with you again before too long.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
28 minutes after 4 o'clock, it's downtown. Guests of the show, of course, are heard on the GNM Family Market telephone line.